Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Death of a Bookseller by Alice Slater, published in 2023 by Hodder and Staunton. Today's book is about trauma, obsession, and books. Loner bookseller Roach is obsessed with true crime and has worked at Spine's bookshop in Walthamstow for years. One day, a new manager and a group of new booksellers come to work at the shop, including the perfect Laura. Unlike Roach, Laura has matching outfits, cute tote bags, and all the customers love her. At first, Roach despises Laura as another normie. But after Roach sees Laura's performance at a local poetry night, she glimpses another side to Laura and becomes determined that they should be friends. Laura shuns her, horrified by Roach's love for true crime. But Roach continues to pursue a connection, her obsession growing deeper when she finds out that Laura's mother was murdered by a serial killer. Meanwhile, Laura is plagued by the grief of her dead mother, a lack of relationship with her father, and an unrequited lust for her fellow bookseller Eli. And as she hides her trauma in alcohol, her perfectly curated life begins to fall apart. With death and murder on their minds, and the silly Christmas shopping season approaching, who will crack first? Roach or Laura? Death of a Bookseller is an enthralling thriller about obsessions and morbid curiosity. It's about stories, the power of words and the power of narrative, and who controls their own story. It's dark and modern and twisted, while building a sense of dread which wouldn't let me look away. The book is told from the alternate views of Roach and Laura as Roach becomes increasingly obsessed and Laura spirals downwards. Roach is a prickly character, terrifying and pitiful. She's happy with her books and her pet snail and doesn't see the need for friends. This is a difficult read at times as Roach goes deeper and deeper into her obsession. Oblivious to Laura's slights, she still convinces herself that they'll become best friends one day if only given the right circumstances. But there's a brighter side to her Laura hobby. Roach begins to see how other people can enrich her life. It seems that Laura, who appears perfect from the outside, has covered over her trauma with a thin veneer in the ideal shade of lip gloss. She's lonely and has her own obsession, stalking Eli's girlfriend on social media. This is a reminder that no one is what they seem. Now, Laura's view on true crime is an interesting reminder about how it glorifies killers and forgets the victims, who are nothing more than names. Especially in the current world awash with true crime podcasts, trawling through other people's, real people's, traumatic experiences and lives. They're not just another statistic, they're someone's mother. And all the while, Death of a Bookseller immerses the reader in the world of retail and bookshops, especially the struggling rundown stores and those manic days leading up to Christmas. So if you like messy heroines, poetry, snails, booze, suspense, and bookshops, you might like Death of a Bookseller by Alice Slater. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C. C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.